Good evening and welcome to the Ultimate Mixtape. I am Zeke and with me is your co-pilot, Graham. Graham, how's it going flying those radio planes?
Fantastically so, sir. Fantastically so. We are traveling the trebles and bellowing in the basses.
Are we not, sir? Are we not? I hope you've got a decent selection of indie tunes today, because I've got some that are going to knock your flipping head off.
Well, I have some that will blow your ears to pieces, my friend.
Ah, fighting talk here on Radio Black Frog, going out across Tame and across, indeed, the internet all over the world. Except, perhaps, like North Korea and maybe the People's Republic of China.
Can't see why they'd be listening, to be honest.
Why wouldn't you be listening to this? What we've got coming up is a great show of indie music. We've each got three tracks. We're going to play them for each other and basically decide what goes on the ultimate mixtape.
But we do also have some other hijinks and pranks and fun. So do listen in, because we'll be setting each other a few different challenges and a few different tricks and jokes.
We do. I've got... I want to get some of your reactions later to some of the most ridiculous Yahoo answers... questions that, okay. that I found on Yahoo Answers. Things such as, I'll be asking Graham, what percentage of water is celery? and other like questions, so that'll be coming up later. But of course, we've also got some cracking tunes.
Yes indeed, and I think we should actually start off with one.
Let's do that. What have you got? I'm going to let you go first. I went first last time round. You can go first this time.
Thank you very much. Okay. So a gentleman called Alan Jagg got in touch with me very recently. He saw a lot of the work that we've done online over the past couple of shows. And he has a track called Colder Now. We're going to be playing that now for you live. So do have a listen. Check him out and do get in touch. He's also on SoundCloud and he's also on Facebook.
I should point out that you can, and please do, tweet on in at... We're using the hashtag UMT. That's U for Ultimate, M for Mixtape, and T for...
Trombones.
No.
No?
U for Ultimate, M for Mix, T for... Tapeworm.
Ultimate Mix Tapeworm.
Just tweet on in. Let us know what you think of this great music. We need to decide which song from today's session makes it into the final cut. Have a listen to Colder Now.
Is as unstable as a madman in an office, and my life's become a schedule to be planned around the buses. I don't want to climb the ladder, just change green stars on the calendar for some time off. For some time off. Days come one after the other, then another and another, with the same steps to walk, it seems there's nothing to discover. I don't want to be a coward, but I'm scared I'm wasting hours, and I need time off. But the time won't stop. Maybe there's something I'm missing. I'm just wishing someone's listening. Maybe there's something I'm wondering. Maybe I'll get there when hell freezes over. But I swear it's getting colder now. Colder now. Colder now. Some kind of intervention to restore our reputation. I've been losing concentration while I'm storing up frustration. I'm scared of facing silence, we're reliant on the violence, and I need time off. But the time won't stop. Maybe there's something I'm missing. I'm just wishing someone's listening. Maybe there's something I'm wondering. Maybe I'll get there when hell freezes over. But I swear it's getting colder now. Colder now. Colder now. Is as unstable as a madman in an office, and my life's become a schedule to be planned around the buses. I don't wanna be a coward, I'm scared I'm wasting hours, and I need time off. Oh, I need time off. Maybe there's something I'm missing. I'm just wishing someone's listening. Maybe there's something I'm wondering. Maybe I'll get there when hell freezes. freezes over, but I swear it's getting colder now. Colder now. Colder now. Colder now. Colder now.
Okay, that was Alan Jagg, absolute gentleman. He's been extremely polite in correspondence with me, and I just want to say it's been an absolute pleasure getting in touch with you, Alan. Ladies and gents, let us know what you thought of Alan. Tweet in at Raving Wild or at Iron Man Mode with the hashtag UMT.
UMT.
UMT, not to be confused with UHT, which is a type of milk.
No, I really like that. Good on Alan. Is he a local lad?
Yeah, he's not too far out of Aylesbury, actually. Okay. Yeah, homegrown talent, fantastic chap, really good guitarist for you there, actually. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, like strong. A strong start from Graham for this show.
That was an uppercut, wasn't it?
It was one hell of a musical uppercut.
If this was a boxing match, mate, that'd be you out for the count.
I'd be on the ropes. I'm not sure if I'd be KO'd.
No,
I'd be on the ropes.
No,
you haven't heard what I've got coming up later.
No, I suppose not. I suppose not.
But how have you been anyway? I haven't seen you. We've been off air for 2 weeks. God, it feels like we've been off air for 3 weeks.
Maybe four.
Possibly.
Yeah, but I've been really well, thank you. Just keeping busy with the Harrow Acoustic Corner, which is where we get some of the acts who we're going to be playing later on tonight from.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to be giving somebody a surprise phone call later on to see what their thoughts are on the night so far what their thoughts are on the artists that have played so far.
I'll be excited to hear that.
Yes.
Speaking of artists, we've got some artists playing downstairs at the moment in the studio.
Oh, yes, that we do. Yes.
Yeah, beautiful.
Fantastic guys.
So, what are you doing later in the week? I heard you might be off to somewhere.
Oh, just taking a little stroll down to Pinewood Studios where they're filming the new Star Wars films and maybe meeting some of the cast. That'd be all right.
I absolutely hate you.
I love you.
Why aren't I coming to this?
Because it's meant to be a secret. I've just announced it over the air. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Why aren't we all coming to this? Listeners, if you want to get involved in this and come meet George Lucas with me and Graham, what date is this? When's this happening?
Listeners, if you'd like to hear me kill Zeke.
Tweet on in. Hashtag UMT if you want to come meet the star cast of the new Star Wars.
Next week, I feel there may only be one presenter on this show. This will be an actual battle.
No, seriously, why? Oh, I really want to come.
There's a lot of reasons behind it, which I can't go into. But yeah, it'll be an exciting event. I'll be sure to tell everybody all about it next week.
That's if they don't get you with further non-disclosure agreements that you've signed. But no, that'd be fun. So you're playing down there? You're playing music?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing a few tracks with a few of the other wonderful musicians from Dream Chaser Entertainment, which you can find at www.dreamchaser-entertainment.co.uk. So do check them out.
Smashing. Absolutely smashing.
Yeah, actually we might or might not have a few more later on tonight, but I'll have to wait and see.
Always
on that.
Always holding his cards close to his chest.
He is. Well, look, evidently not. I just let everybody know about a secret gig in Pinewood Studios. So
that was my fault. I apologise. Sorry, George.
Sorry, George. Can I still play?
Sorry, Disney, I should say.
And Thary.
Ooh. What was that? Sorry, that was me putting my Coke bottle down. That sounds.
You funny. Shall not pass! We should do that for any track that perhaps one of us disagrees on. For the final cut of the ultimate mixtape.
Oh, so if we don't like a song, we just yell,
"You shall not pass!"
You know what rises from the mines of Moria. That's excellent. I'm glad we discovered that. Always finding new ways to entertain ourselves on Radio Black Frog.
What did you say?
Actually, curiously, yes. Andy Serkis, who played Gollum, is going to be at Pinewood Studios.
Shut up! Shut up right now!
Sorry.
I'm going to play my next track. We're having words.
Of course.
We're having words.
And who is it that you're playing for us tonight?
I haven't decided. I haven't come up with an order. What I think I'm going to do now is I'm going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it's kind of contravening the rules of the Ultimate Mixtape. She's not indie. She is signed, but she's very low-level stuff. Been playing for a long, long time, and she's only just, like, this week, her name is getting everywhere. She's put out a new album called The Voyager.
Okay.
This is the title track from it, and you're going to like it because it's about the Voyager probe. Currently leaving our solar system. I know you love space. You should, if you're listening at home, you should see his little face light up when I mention that.
I know, it's like...
he's grinning for me.
I just love thinking about stars. Star Wars. Star Wars, which I'm going to...
Shut up! Here's Jenny Lewis with The Voyager. Jenny Lewis on Radio Black Frog. You're listening to the Ultimate Mixtape, the best selection of indie tunes from around the world.
Oh,
Graham,
man.
Your opinions on Jenny Lewis?
Oh, that was the best selection. That was out of this world, hey?
Yeah,
out of this world, hey?
What a stellar pun that was.
Oh, amazing. No, seriously, that was something else. Like, I had everything you could want in a track. That had real instrumentation, beautiful vocals. That even had little diddly 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 bits in it. That was so cool.
You squealed with delight when that happened.
I wouldn't say squealed.
You did a bit.
I wouldn't say squealed. I enjoyed it.
He totally squealed when that bit happened.
Yeah, you're totally getting punched.
But yeah, that was Jenny Lewis with The Voyager from the title track from the album, The Voyager.
I absolutely love that.
She's going places. It's just newly released. Every track on the album is as good as that. So give it a listen. Jenny Lewis is on, I found that on YouTube. She's on SoundCloud as well. So.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Do you know what her Twitter handle is by any chance? Because I would like to thoroughly talk to her later.
I wonder what you were going to say there.
No.
I don't, but I would imagine if you just tweeted Jenny Lewis, it would probably get to her.
Oh, that's that'd be awesome.
It would. And if you want to tweet at us, then you can use the hashtag UMT. Let us know what you thought of that track. Did you think it was rubbish? Do you think I'm an idiot who should be off the air? Let me know. Do you think it's the best thing that anyone's ever played on radio? Definitely let me know. And then if everyone can retweet the second person, because that'll make me look better, I love you all.
I could start the trend. If somebody sends a tweet in now, I will retweet you.
Which one? Either.
Yeah.
I think it's time to get your reactions to some of the best questions ever submitted to Yahoo Answers.
All right, okay.
Just bring this up here. Some of these just make you wonder kind of what happened with humanity.
So hang on, but before we continue, I have to ask. Because this is completely unscripted for everybody at home, I have no idea what he's going to throw at me right now. Mm-hmm. What I'm very curious to know is, when you say you want my reaction, do you want how I'd answer it, or do you want
if you want, or just your thoughts, or
okay,
or whatever.
Yeah, sure. I do like these little curveballs you throw at me.
This is a curveball. How about this? Is Christian Bale a Christian since his name is Christian? His parents must have named him Christian for some reason.
Are they for real?
We don't know either way.
Was one of them made of hay because his surname's Bale?
Well, interestingly enough, the person who got the top answer for this one
right.
took a very similar tact as you did. Is Mitt Romney a baseball glove? was the answer to that one. Graham.
Yes.
What is a person from London called?
A Londoner?
Ken B answers, my neighbour is from London, and he is called Rob.
That's brilliant.
I
like that.
What percentage, I teased about this one earlier in the show, what percentage of water is celery? They go on to say, yeah, celery has virtually no nutrition in it. It's basically all water. So what percentage of water is celery? Think of that.
Do you know what concerns me?
What?
Is that there might well be somebody listening at home who thinks that's actually a reasonable question.
Oh, if you are, please stop listening.
Or tweet in and let us know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you know the answer to any of these.
Yeah, yeah. I would be curious just to find out if Christian Bale is Christian now, just on the basis of the question. I'd just be curious to know.
I'll look that up and play the next track.
We'll find that out.
Just give you another one of these. There's so many to choose from. Okay, going back to space-related issues.
Mm-hmm.
This person, Robert, obviously a Londoner, asks, do you think NASA invented thunderstorms to cover up the sound of space battles?
Oh.
What do you think? Is it a possibility? You're a space expert.
You know, it's funny that, actually, because they were conducting research into a mission. No, I'm not suggesting that this is at all a plausible question.
Sure.
I'm not going to, but they were actually conducting some research into creating weather patterns. They could only project ions for, I think it was like a third of a meter or something daft like that. But technically, if that had been up in the sky, it could have potentially caused thunderstorms.
Okay.
So,
there we have it.
We've had thunderstorms for a long time, much longer than we've had NASA. So,
really?
Yeah.
You are the space expert, aren't you?
Yes.
The answer to that one, by the way, was we think that you should go see a doctor.
That's brilliant.
And finally, I'll leave you one to ponder at home while we listen to the next track, which is...
I am going to play a track by my good friend, Mr. Paul Adams, who also hosts the Sunday Night Live show here, funnily enough, on a Sunday. He's an absolutely top chap.
He is a fantastic musician.
Yeah, actually.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Paul. He's the one who actually recommended us for this show. So
He is to blame.
He is to blame. So if you really want to have a go at anybody for tonight's show, don't Twitter us.
Twitter him. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to play a track by Paul now. So I'd just like to say once again, thanks, Paul, for messaging into us. So
and that track is called?
Singing to the Stars.
Beautiful. Oh, just before I quickly play this, Kitty from last week's show has tweeted us saying, loving Jenny Lewis's song.
She's amazing, isn't she?
Kitty or
both of them?
Both, yeah, definitely.
They should definitely work together.
You know, when I listened to that song earlier and I was picking it out of the show, I thought, oh, this is very much in the vein of Kitty's music that we played last week or the week before.
Yeah?
I bet Kitty would like this.
Actually, so. Yeah. I mean, it's very very melodic. I like Kitty.
Just the soaring vocals and yeah. The kind of harmonies going on. Yeah. I thought that'd be up her alley.
Yeah, I think it's quite.
Anyway, let's get to Paul. And just before I play that, I'll leave you with this. If I eat myself, would I become twice as big or disappear completely? This is Sitting on the Stars.
Until you left my sight, I needed you with me all through the night. I needed you with me all through the night. But I tried with all my might and you were gone. Sitting on the stars waiting for your call, having those nightmares that you're having a ball. Hanging around for hours hoping that he'd ring. Precious time that we can have and all the love you bring. I can't wait to see you, I've got to tell you that. If only I could see you, if only you come back. It's 3 days since the party, you said you'd be in touch. Stop playing with my heart, you know it really hurts so much. At last you get in touch with me, my fears are put to rest. Oh, I will treat you right, oh girl, oh, I will give my best. Sitting on the stars, waiting for your call. Having no more nightmares that you're having a ball. Hanging around for years, I'm giving you my ring. Precious time that we can have and all the love you bring.
And that was Mr. Paul Adams of Dream Chaser Entertainment with Sitting on the Stars. Good choice, Graham.
Thank you very much. Paul, really.
Oh, we'll thank Paul. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
I thought I'd heard all of his music. I had not heard that track.
No, I think he just sent that over to me very recently to get played live.
Oh, cool. Brand new song.
It's not actually. It's rather old. I'll let Paul tell everybody about that exactly, all the specifics. But it's actually, he recorded that quite a while ago. And there's some feature from a friend of his who unfortunately passed away. So, Paul really wanted to get that out and heard.
Yeah, definitely. What a great tribute. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Fantastic track, Paul. Thanks for sharing that with us, mate. So ladies and gents, tweet in and let us know what you thought of the track once again. At Iron Man Mode or at Raving Wild with the hashtag UMT. Please do let us know your thoughts.
Or you can just use the hashtag UMT if you want. We'll get it.
And or even on Facebook. We've got our own page. So look us up.
Yeah, and we do look at the page and the Twitters and things of that ilk during the course of the week, because you can listen to this show and all previous shows on catch-up. Just get yourself on over to radioblackfrog.co.uk and you can listen to our show and everyone else's.
Yeah, yeah, it's all under the catch-up section, so do be sure to check it
do
out.
Do it. Do it.
Do that. Right. So, ladies and gents, previously in the show, I did mention a little bit about the Harrow Acoustic Corner.
It's
an open mic that's being run down at the Harrow at the moment, where I'm currently in employ. But we've had some fantastic musicians down, one of which I will be playing later on, who's come down and has kindly submitted a track for us to play tonight. We'll talk more about that chap later on. But in the meantime, I'd like to encourage any of the local artists to come on down and have a little look, have a little play. We might... Ow! What was that for?
I got sick of you promoting your friends, so I threw a Coke bottle at him.
Chuck it back at you. Weak as Eka.
Sorry, do carry on your plug.
Right, thank you. You're such an idiot.
Sorry, I'm probably throwing you off your game, haven't I?
No, not really. I just want to punch you in the face. But anyway, right. So, yeah, that's what we're doing down there on a Monday night. It's from 8 till late. Now, I could carry on talking about this for a little while. Or we could unexpectedly call my boss live on air. I think that sounds like a little bit of fun. I'm thinking about just calling my boss on
air. Your boss
air.
At the Harrow?
Yeah, and just getting her to tell us a little more about it.
Oh, we could do.
I think we should.
Why not?
Try and get a P45 while I'm on.
Need that audio lead. Plugged into your little phone there.
Let's give her a little bell, just see what she says. She's not expecting this at all, so hopefully she'll pick up.
Hello?
Hello, Carmen?
Hello?
Hello, Carmen, it's Graham.
Hello?
Hello? This is in, probably.
Hello, Carmen?
Hello?
Hello, it's Graham here, you alright?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, not too bad. Look, Carmen.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd let you know, you're live on the radio at the moment.
Hi,
oh,
Carmen.
Thanks so much for that, Graham.
That's all right, no worries. But the reason being, I just wanted to find out a little bit more about the Acoustic Corner and how you feel that it's going at the moment.
It's going very well, thank you very much.
No, fantastic. What are your thoughts on it so far? Do you reckon it's going quite smoothly? Are you enjoying the musicians that we're having down?
Yep, it's nice to get some different people coming and playing that we've never heard before.
Yeah, too right. Well, we're going to be trying to get a few more down tonight. But yeah, we just thought we'd find out your thoughts on that. So thank you very much.
Along.
Yeah, with a little bit of luck, fingers crossed. But yeah, right, okay, well, we're going to carry on. But thanks for your thoughts, Carmen, and we'll catch up with you very soon.
Thanks, Graham.
Bye, Carmen.
All right, bye-bye, Carmen.
Bye.
We're going to carry on because we are in the middle of a radio show.
I don't think that was appreciated, my thoughts.
No. Good work, though. 9 out of 10 for effort.
Well, you know, got to give these things a lot of try, don't you?
Oh, they sound good downstairs, don't they?
Oh, they do. Maybe we should have mic'd them up.
Maybe we should. Or we could go down there.
The ultimately live mixtape.
That would be pretty ultimate, wouldn't it?
I think we're onto something here.
Ooh, possible plans for next week.
Right, okay, well, with that in mind, shall we play another artist?
I reckon so. I've lost whose turn it is. It's my turn, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed.
Okie dokie, let me think. What do I want to play next?
I'm very curious to hear who else you have after your previous selection.
I've got, because last time we were on, I got quite aggressive with my music choices. Like, we started off with some pretty hard-hitting electro kind of rock.
Yeah.
Then we went into, what was after that? Some quite, you know, aggressive indie rock. You know, it was quite in your face. I've gone a bit more mellow this time around.
Yeah.
I've got two tracks left for the rest of the show. I can either do, let you decide. I can either do this really awesome kind of almost deep house, I'm reluctant to say trance, just this mellow, brilliant thing.
Okay.
Or I can play this, I've got a brilliant pop punk tune from three lads who've just recently come off the festival circuit.
All right. You know what? I think I'd, at this particular point in time, I think I'd rather hear the more trancey.
Aye, feeling mellow.
Yeah, I think we should continue in trend.
Okie dokie. Well, this is a song by a lady named Laura Hahn, H-A-H-N. As usual, you can find these people on all the usual outlets, SoundCloud and things like that. But this Laura Hahn song, Breathe You In, is actually remixed by someone called Fici, F-I-C-C-I.
Oh, not Avicii.
Not Avicii, no, Fici.
I was going to say, that's quite a big deal, really.
Fici does do a lot of this kind of thing, so if you like this remix, you should check it out. And if you like the vocals, and I guarantee you will, check out Laura Hahn.
Fantastic.
This is Breathe You In.
Okay.
Just breathe you in from the pain and the heartache, the mind and the skin and your truth guilt underneath all the lies and the walls that you
That was Laura Hahn, Breathe You In, as remixed by Fiji.
Graham. Blimey. Wow, you're really picking my favourite genre tonight. Like, I'm finding it impossible to say, "You shall not pass!" That's amazing. I could do that all day. But no, you're really picking the tracks tonight, man. I'm loving the spatial vibe, you know, the reverb. I'm such a sucker for reverb in a track.
It was totally unintentional. I wasn't, like, meaning to pick out spacey sounding stuff tonight. It just kind of happened.
It's
obviously
incredible.
I was in that vibe when I picked them. So.
Such a huge fan of everything that you're picking. Just absolutely amazing.
If you're a big fan of everything that we're picking, then you should tweet on in using the hashtag UMT. U for ultimate, M for mixtape, T for tapia.
Once again, not to be confused with UHT. Long life milk. Nothing to do with us.
Have you got any more awkward phone calls you'd like to make on air?
Perhaps.
Or are you done?
Next week, I think getting myself fired for one show is probably enough.
So you've got yourself fired. I reckon next week you should call HM Revenue and Customs and tell them that you're planning to commit tax evasion or something mental like that. Idiot. Cool. Well, if you don't have any more personal business to conduct on air, I would like to go over to the world's weirdest song lyrics, as chosen by readers of BBC.
More
last
than enough
week.
For that. more than up
this
to that.
This list came out, yeah, like I say, last week, and there are some brilliant, brilliant little nuggets in here that do make you sit up and think, I've always thought that lyric was a bit strange.
Okay, all right.
Who do you think was, without looking over, who do you think was number one? Have you got any weird lyrics that you just think, that's just mental? What were they thinking when they wrote that?
Nothing that comes to mind. Nothing immediately.
No? Okay. No. Well, let me present you with this list as reported by BBC Newsbeat.
Saying that, are these artists that are intentionally weird, or are they...
No, not really. You hear the lyrics and you think, yeah, they just weren't thinking when they wrote that. They're not trying to be overly clever, I don't think.
Right, I was going to say, because like Tenacious D, they come out with some weird stuff. But
no, it's not like weird for weird's sake. Okay, let me give you an weird example.
Okay, go on. Yeah, go for it.
Oasis, Champagne Supernova. You know the track?
Yeah, yeah.
Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball.
Yeah.
A bit odd, isn't it?
It is a bit strange. Actually, saying that... what's it called?
I don't know.
I hope you don't mind. You know that song?
By?
Elton John did it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like it's something about the eye colours, and like you're saying, yours are the sweetest eyes I ever
knew.
Oh,
your song.
Like, your song, that's it, yeah.
And yeah, like, he spends half the verse going, what colour are your eyes?
Yeah, and then like, oh, your eyes are awesome.
Yeah, they're the best eyes I've ever seen. Can't remember what they were, though. No. What colour they were. No. There was loads of stupid lyrics in that song, actually.
Yeah, well, it's a cool song.
Brilliant
song.
When
it was done by Ewan McGregor, didn't he? He covered that.
My gift is my song. That one. He did that
one.
That one.
Yeah.
Beats so big, I'm stepping on leprechauns. Black Eyed Peas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. Carly Rae Jepsen. Putting the cart before the horse there, Carly.
Really are. Bit eager.
What else we got? They've put the Beatles on this list as number two.
Really?
You could pick any lyric from the Beatles and it would make it onto this list. They chose I Am the Walrus lyrics. Bit of an easy target.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll give you number one, shall I?
Yeah, I'm really curious to find out who
this
that is.
One confused me. Because I never thought this was the lyric. The lyric is, are we human or are we dancer?
Right.
So it was number one because it's just so grammatically awful. I always thought it was, are we human or are we dancers? Which makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm sure... I need to go back and listen to the song. I'm sure there's an S in there.
Maybe there is, and it was actually cut out in recording and editing. Who knows?
Tell you what. Music industry. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very weird.
Odd one indeed.
Let's do another song.
I think we should. And it is...
Your final choice.
No, it's your turn.
No, it's not.
It's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, ladies and gents. A lot of you will be familiar with this chap. He's very regular, very prolific.
Regular. He's got a good diet.
No. Actually, does. I've seen what he eats, man. I went around his house the other night.
Let's move on.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so you'll know him if you go to most of the open mics in Aylesbury. This will be JP and his guitar, Betty.
Ah, brilliant.
And it's probably the song, if you know his songs, that you will recognize most readily, and it's called
I Just Draw Robots.
Yes. So we're going to play that now for you guys, and please do have a listen to the lyrics, because he's an amazing lyricist.
Let's give it a whirl.
Just draw robots, and I think that's half the problem with my life. The other half is that I never really finish what I start to say something, and it's gone from my mind. Why do I feel like I am leaving all my words behind? I just draw robots, and I'm not very good at anything else. My self-esteem so low that you could slide it under your front door. I spent the last 10 years living the teenage dream. I probably shouldn't have planned out my life at age 15. 'Cause when I was in school, they said it was a waste of time. Doodling and cracking jokes and writing songs that only rhyme occasionally. But that's just me. Is it so wrong to wanna put your stamp upon the world and say that this is who I am and this is also what I did today? I just want you all to try and understand, but I don't know if you ever can. Just draw robots and I think that's half the problem with my life. The other half is that I can't be bothered to actually draw. Knowing that I can is good enough for me. At least that's my excuse for my own apathy. I just draw robots but I cannot figure out the point of it. There's loads of people that are much better at doing what I love. I used to revel in the process of creation. Now I just wallow in procrastination. Cause when I was in school they said it was a waste of time. Doodling and cracking jokes and writing songs that only rhyme occasionally. But that's just me. Is it so wrong to wanna put your stamp upon the world and say that this is who I am and this is also what I did today? I wish I still had some passion left, but I find myself emotionally bereft. I just draw robots. I just draw robots. I just draw robots and I do it in Adobe Photoshop. I don't use paint so that I don't make a mess on the brand new carpet in the spare room of my luxury fully furnished parents' house. Ain't that the truth, university graduates? Is it so wrong to wanna put your stamp upon the world and say that this is who I am and this is also what I did today? Is it so wrong to wanna put your stamp upon the world and say that this is who I am and this is also what I did today? No, it's not wrong to wanna put your stamp upon the world and say that this is who I am and this is also what I did today. I just draw robots, I hope that's enough for you. Cause believe me, I'm fucking good at what I do. Because I quite clearly don't just draw robots.
Graham, make sure you edit out the F-bomb in the middle of that song.
I wasn't going to draw attention to it, but thank you for that. Once again, putting my foot in it for me.
It's all right, that's what I do. It's amazing. My job as an older brother.
Fantastic.
I also wasn't expecting the end of the song. I'm still chewing on Skittles.
But they are... Oh, are they the sour ones?
Yeah, they are, yeah. Oh, would you like some, mate?
Well, we better not both eat. I mean, one of us should probably keep our mouth
One of us should do
free.
The radio show that would really. Go really on.
On
Skittles!
That, oh, what the... What are you doing? I'm not cleaning that up. I really don't like you right now. Like, I really don't like you. You're an actual idiot. I'm going to eat them, though.
You nearly just dropped another F-bomb.
I nearly did, but...
Maybe that can be my mission on every show, to try and make you swear.
I just think you should get off the show. Right, I think it is time.
Oh, yeah.
After popularity from our little competition last week, not last week, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you mean the Armstrong off?
I think, yeah.
Oh, I'm up for that. If you missed it a couple of weeks ago, Graham had this great idea of doing a Louis Armstrong off, where we each pick a song and we sing it in the style of Louis Armstrong. Mm. Graham, give him a blast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart.
Yeah.
I've had an even better idea.
Mm-hmm.
You doing that has just inspired me, Graham. Rather than doing a Louis Armstrong
mm-hmm.
off,
mm-hmm.
let's change it up for this week.
Okay.
I think we did Armstrong to death. Let's okay. do... What's his face? Justin Hawkins from The Darkness. Let's have
yes.
let's have a Hawkins off.
Yes!
Yeah?
All right, yeah, you're on. You're on. Who wants to go first, then? And what song?
That's the thing, you know. A, you've got to be able to do the voice.
I've got a great idea. Right, go on.
Yeah?
Yeah, all right.
You've got to be able to do the voice, and you've got to pick a decent song to work with as well. There's an art to this, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, I've got mine in line, if you'd
okay,
like to go
first. I'm happy for you to go first. I would like to say, for the people at home, please let us know who you think is better in this Hawkins off.
In the Hawkins off.
Right.
All right.
Okay. What song have you picked?
Okay. Well, I just thought, I just did a Justin Hawkins song in the voice of Louis Armstrong. So I'm going to do a Louis
you're
Armstrong.
Flipping the script, man!
I am.
Sweet.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
All right, thank you.
That was a good 4 out of 10, I reckon.
Four out of 10. Yeah, it wasn't great.
Four and a half.
Okay.
No, it was brilliant, man. Brilliant.
Thank you.
I am going to go... can't remember all the lyrics, but I think I'm going to go for... a little bit of Miley Cyrus.
Oh, good Lord.
Here we go. You ready for this?
It's going to only make it better.
I reckon so. I don't know if I can do this. This is going to fly out my mouth and we'll see what happens.
All right.
I came in like a wrecking ball. That was awful.
That was great. Oh,
I don't know what that was.
That was cool. You hit that. Buddy.
All I wanted was to break your walls. Better.
That was better. Ladies and gents, I think I'm going to have to hand this one to Zeke, unless you fancy doing one last song in the form.
Let me just Justin stop Hawkins. Squeezing my balls. I don't know if I can do another.
I was just wondering how you are doing that.
Yeah, no, I've got methods. Yeah. Let's consider doing another one, but for the last track, should we move this up a stage?
Yes.
All right. This is my last selection for today's show. As always, #UMT. Let us know what has been your favourite song. It doesn't matter whether you're listening to us live or on catch-up on radioblackfrog.co.uk. We'll keep on checking those tweets, and next week we will decide who gets on the mixtape from this show. How does that sound, Graham?
That sounds absolutely fantastic, and we'd really love to hear your thoughts. So,
we really, really would. This last song, I think you're really going to love. I've mentioned before on the show that I'm not a massive fan of pop punk. It's got to be just right. It's got to be not overly chintzy, not overly, you know, a lot of punk musicians feel that they need to introduce, like, terrible lo-fi effects to grunge it up a bit, and it just sounds like a mess. These guys have got it spot on. Love
okay,
this track.
Curious.
The guys are from... they're from East Road. The guys are called East Road. They could be from East Road as well.
That would actually stand to reason.
You can follow them at East Road on Twitter. Or just go to their house on East Road.
On East Road. No, I'm very much looking forward to hearing
that. Oh, it's a cracking tune. It's called Ain't Like the Movies. So give these guys a listen.
Okay,
three lads and cracking tunes.
Let's go for it.
You wear that make you feel good inside.
East Road ain't like the movies. Graham, what do you reckon?
Very punchy.
Very punchy indeed.
Yes. Yeah, quite cutting. Liked all the EQ on that, actually. That was really well produced. Mm. Yeah, fantastic
great,
boys.
Great live band. They do a lot of shows around London. They have played Glastonbury 3 times.
Wow. Great.
Yeah. No, they're really going places. And you can check them out on Twitter. They are at East Road. SoundCloud, pretty much the same, I think. And they've also got a YouTube channel. They've got a brilliant music video up there. I should check out. Not for that song. It's like an OK Go style of music video.
Oh, OK, cool.
Yeah, it's good fun. Good fun. So.
Oh, brilliant. Yes,
give those lads a listen.
Yeah, that's all the tracks that we have time for this week, ladies and gentlemen. But please do tweet in, send us your links, email us, Twitter us, Facebook us, whatever, however you so wish to do it. Let us know your thoughts and also send us in some new material because we're always looking. So.
Absolutely, and we're just going to keep on saying that until you guys tweet in more.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you very much to everybody for listening tonight. We do have, indeed, one last lady that we'd like to play.
We do, which we'll play at the end. We've still got a few minutes left.
We certainly shall. But she got the most views and listens on the show 2 weeks ago. And we're going to continue this trend. We're going to carry on following with it.
Definitely.
Every single time that we get one of the particular artists, they get a lot of attention online, we'll be sure to play them on the end of the next show of that week.
Absolutely. So if you like a show from any particular episode, tweet on it and show some love. This time round, it's Kitty that gets the honours of closing the show, because in the last episode that we did, everyone loved that song.
Yeah.
We did, the people listening did. So, yep, I think that is the track for the Ultimate Mixtape episode 2.
Yeah, we even had a mention from one of the hosts from one of the other shows. They said, yeah, she was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, they did, yes.
Yeah, beautiful voice on her.
Before that, we had, I think the winner of that first episode was Dorothy and the Band After Midnight.
It was indeed, yes.
That was a cracking
tune. That was an absolutely cracking tune. Really enjoyed that. Check that out as well.
Yeah, as for this week's show, don't know. You just need to keep on showing us the love on the old social media.
Yeah.
And we'll have a think about it during the week, and maybe next week we'll unveil our decision.
And we will compile these all onto an ultimate mixtape. It might not literally be a tape.
Probably we should publish like a list out there somewhere.
Oh, I'll do a SoundCloud list, and maybe
that's a good idea.
If the artists are up for it, and please do get in contact with us on this. Of putting out a distributed CD and play live.
Oh, could do that, yeah.
Maybe do like a little live set.
That's not a bad idea.
I think it'd be wonderful. Another opportunity for you guys out there listening. If you're a musician, that's another incentive to send your music in.
It is, and we just like getting new music.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you guys listening, every now and then you get into a rut, you keep listening to the same stuff over and over again. We're trying to break that, you know, just jolt you into listening to a few different things and helps us broaden our horizons as well.
Yeah, this is a very educational, in a sense, experience for everybody involved.
It's difficult in this day and age, isn't it? Because you sit down and you've got the whole world at your fingertips, whole world of music, and you sit there and you've got a blank search bar, and you're like, I have no idea what to look for.
Yeah, it's an ADHD society, really. You know, everybody's very much, you know, attention literally for however long you have it, and that's
skills.
No more of this. Don't do it.
Sorry, I got distracted by the Skittles.
Are you going to distract me with them?
Nope, I'm just going to eat them.
I don't trust you.
I'm going to treat my Skittles, mate.
Yeah, well, you say that. Really, I don't trust you.
What? I'm just eating
any kind of confectionery or confectionery wrapping.
I'm just eating the Skittles.
All right. Okay.
Shouldn't eat on air. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting?
Yeah, it's just, it grosses people out, doesn't it?
I can't really hear it. But yes, ladies and gents, I think it is time to have a little listen to Kitty now.
It is.
Yeah, once again, she was played on last week's show. So do check her out. She's on SoundCloud. Girl with the Blue Hair. Do look her up.
And this song, once I bring it up, is called Far.
Yes, a beautiful voice. As I've said before, when she opens her mouth, rainbows come out.
Rainbows come out of her mouth while she's riding into gigs on her unicorn.
That's just too far.
Cheers, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Time.